Hi, I'm Mario Guerra, the two-time former mayor of the great city of Downey, and you're watching, you're listening to Talking Downey with Mayor Mario. Hi, folks. I hope you're having a good Easter season. You know, Easter technically ends on Pentecost. It's 50 days, so we still got a couple weeks left. Today's show, we want to talk about something that keeps coming up more and more in the business community. I've been involved in a lot of different businesses, and I'm involved, of course, with the Downtown Business Association, a couple of different things. And people keep bringing up, hey, are we really business friendly? Here's the problems that I'm running across. And I ask them, why do they say that? And I get examples all the time about some of the issues that they're having. And I've seen it myself. So I want to reach out to businesses and so forth and residents out there. Tell us some of the issues you've been having so we can at least let our council people and our city staff know what some of the concerns and the thoughts are. We have five good people on the council. I know last week I blasted them for the redistricting, and rightfully so. That's a terrible thing that they're doing on the redistricting. Mayor Sosa was the one that stood out and pushed back against this bully lawyer that's just ambulance chasing and trying to get money from the city, and it looks like he's going to succeed. So I pushed back really heavy on the council, but they're all good people. They have good hearts per se. And they also ran on business-friendly platforms. But folks, sometimes we see it, that what's not. And they come to me a lot because I'm on the Planning Commission. So I want to tell you that the Planning Commission, it basically approves zoning laws and conditional use permits on there. It doesn't get involved until the later stages of a project. We don't say, oh, do this or do that. So I just want to interpret that for you, what the Planning Commission does. City Council can direct staff at its will, and that's a totally different thing. But what I'm hearing and what I get all the time, it's too hard to go through City Hall. It takes too long, it costs too much, and the process is too convoluted. So we're going to compare ourselves to other cities and take a look at how that works. And we'll come back and keep reporting to you. But I wanted you to know, and you know, I'll give you, this is all anecdotal. A friend of mine that was doing a bathroom on their house, a big bathroom renovation up in North Downey. And they said they went to their contract. They got a legitimate, good contractor, bonded, insured, and so forth, and wanted to do everything right. And he asked the contractor, do we need a permit for this on certain things? And he says, yes, we do need a permit. And he goes, okay, let's do that. And the contractor said and asked him, you know, it's going to cost you, it's probably going to delay the project quite a bit, and it's going to cost you X 20% more or so forth. And there's a lot of things that may not be guaranteed for you, and it's going to add a couple months more to your project, et cetera, because by the time we submit it and they put it out and the whole bit. So the person said, no, then can we do it without it? You know? And he says, yeah, we can do it without it. So all I'm saying is when you hear that, it's like a punch in the stomach. You don't want to hear that from residents, any resident, especially from a friend. You want them to be able to, you know, what are we doing and how can we make, you know, it easier for you to do things the right way? I've always thought that, you know, and this was an issue during my day. When I was on the council, got complaints all the time. It continues. Mayor Alex Saab in his day did an audit on how to make the process better. And there was a guide. And you know what? You still hear the same things. Instead of saying no, you know, you want them to say, and they're, you know, but, okay, or look, this doesn't fit in, this is at the counter, but if you do this and that. Right now, people are being told, well, we can't give you advice, okay, I get it, but sometimes you need to give them advice. Are you in general in favor of this, all things being equal and dotting the I's and crossing the T's? Well, we can't tell you that. You just have to figure it out yourself. So that to me is what business friendly. When somebody goes to the counter, they want to do something on their business, or more importantly, or just as importantly, not more, they want to start a new business in Downey. We should not be impediment. We should be like some other cities that I've talked to and I've heard about and say, how can we help you? And when you start off with that attitude, man, things are changed. Yes, we're downy. Yes, you got to do things right. Yes, it's got to be safe. Yes, it's got to be something the community wants. But how can we help you? And one of those examples of making it easier is a conditional use permit. Okay, a conditional use permit usually costs like $8,000. And that's basically saying you're doing something a little bit different on there and the city needs to approve it. But there needs to be subcategories. If you're a restaurant and you want to have a two-piece a band, a two-piece musical the background on Friday and Saturday, so you have to apply for this conditional use permit, $8,000. It's the same as having a big live band and doing it all the time and for dancing and so forth. So all I'm saying, maybe there needs to be subcategories. If you're a family or entertainment place, you want to bring in a magician, you know, once or twice a month and then advertise it for it, you need a conditional use permit. Here's $8,000. Okay, you got to put up. The same with some big businesses. All I'm saying is it needs to be easier. It needs to be more efficient. And that's an easy fix. Put some subcategories under the conditional use permit saying these four or five things we might want on there, somebody can apply for them. What happens is sometimes the restaurants don't apply for it at all because I don't want to pay $8,000 to have somebody play the guitar just every Friday there and have that ambiance. So sometimes they'll skip that process. If we made it affordable and easy to do with a subcategory, if you have a one person singing on Friday or Saturday nights, depending on the area and everything else, on there, charge them a normal fee and go from there. So conditional use permits, maybe that's one way we start by making it user-friendly. So I think this show today is about, I want to hear your thoughts, your concerns on there. You have my cell number at 562-706-4114. Send me an email at mario@guerrains.com. mario@guerrains.com. And I'll present these to the city council and some of the city council and or some of the staff. Say, hey, here's what our residences or people here are saying on there. And maybe we can make things better. I think that's the goal. The goal is not to punish anybody, or the goal is not to tell on anybody, or the goal is not to make anybody look bad. But we need to be better at what we do. And this is the same old complaint. In the last 2 weeks, I've heard about 8 different people complain to me about almost the same process or the same situation coming from different people. And they're just not griping. Some of them I trust and respect heavily. So anyways, I hope this helps. Please reach out to us. And we'd like to get your thoughts and your comments on how we can make it a business-friendly city. And how can we live up to what our reputation and what we're looking at. And I welcome your thoughts. And I welcome hearing from you. And let's continue to grow our community with the things that we want. And let's make the process easy. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Talking Downey with Mayor Mario.